For lodging a complaint against anything broadcast by this station, listeners to Guardian Radio who may have heard something broadcast on this station they found to be offensive have a right to complain or to request of management an explanation or clarification as to what was broadcast. Management may be contacted by either calling 242-302-2300 and asking for the station manager, or by sending an email to the station manager at radio@nasgard.com. IRCA's code of practice is available on their website at IRCABahamas.bs. To receive a copy of the code by mail or in person, you may telephone IRCA at 242-393-0234. Family Island dialing is toll-free at 1-242-300-8722. Or you may send a request by email to info@IRCABahamas.bs. Thank you for listening.
Is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
La 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 la. I represent Bahamian people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up Dayton, bro. Boy, I from Dayton, bro. Right between West and Augusta, where them two roads meet, they call it Wilkinson Street. Manners and respect was like a sign blank check. It seems the ones that come in after quick to disrespect. You see this.
Good evening, Bahamas. And welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I am your host, Valentino O'Brien, a.k.a. Scrooge or Scoochie, host of the talk show Inside the Inner City that premieres on Guardian Radio every Friday evening at 6:30 to 8 p.m. Our telephone numbers tonight on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. You can text us, powered by BTC, at 422-GR96. I want to give out a community announcement for the area of Grandstand, Lewis Street, Hayes Street, and Taylor Street. The Reverend C.B. Moss of the Bahamas Grandstand Association will be giving a book giveaway tomorrow at 11 a.m. on Hayes Street Park. There will be many books available for kids who have been out of school for so long. So the Reverend C.B. Moss has partnered with myself to do a book drive tomorrow at, we could say, 10, and then probably till 1 o'clock I think he said 11, but it's between 10 and 11. There will be many, many books to be given away to kids. And those who are interested in our reading, there will be other gifts available on the park. So please make yourself available if you reside in the Lewis Street, H Street, and Taylor Street community, and also the neighboring community, because there might be many, many books to give away to residents in the community. And again, I'd like to give a special request goes out to Lenahan, Bahamas, and especially to the Sean Connery, the late, great Sean Connery, the James Bond actor, who passed away. His family now has partnership with Lenahan, Bahamas, and has already donated $100,000 to a program that will be developed in the new community center on Lewis Street. It's going to be a music and art gallery. Not gallery. It's going to be a workshop. And it's going to name after the Connery family. So we want to say special thanks to the Connery family for considering the Lenahan, Bahamas and the community of Grandstand for the wonderful opportunity that will change the dynamics of our community. And again, I want to say thanks to Ms. Sheila Pritchett, Lucas Metropolis, Mitzi Burrows, and the whole team of Lenahan, Bahamas, and all the volunteers, and especially also to Antonio's Roberts, and to many, many other persons I can't name at this particular time. Okay, and that's the community announcement. Today in studio, we have a wonderful guest, a person who has made great change in the community of the Grandstand. And that same particular area I'm talking about is the Lewis Street, Hay Street, and Taylor Street. We have this gentleman. He's a pastor by trade, and he has done a tremendous job of interacting with the community, finding what the problem are. And once he find what the problem are, he come up with solutions. And no talking. He's actually making it happen in the Grandstand area. And he is also is one of our next partners who is doing a tremendously great job in the community of Grandstand. And I want to thank all of the members of Salem Union Baptist Church for the wonderful job and assistance you've been assisting the community in for many, many years, but especially in the last 7 years, 8 years, that the work you guys have put in, you have been very helpful and very active in the community. And I also want those who are listening, especially the members of Salem Union Baptist Church, Pastor Hugh Rule has done a tremendously great job of interacting with the community, and is making great contributions to that particular community. And I want to say thanks to him and the church. And now we're going to have our guest, Pastor Rule, introduce himself in the studio this tonight.
Yes, Coach. I was just telling you just a while ago, been a while since I've made it to your radio show, but so good to join you once again. We've been doing this cruise now for a number of years, and I know you're thanking those of us, the leaders and the members of Salem Union Baptist Church, for all that we're doing in the community. But we want you didn't know, Scrooge, that yourself, and particularly yourself, you were the one that actually introduced me to everybody. So we want you to know how much we appreciate you for doing that. And then after you paved the way, we were able to meet others.
Yes, sir.
Who were able to work with us over the years, and I believe without the cooperation, this is a joint effort. I think from day one, school, which I think I mentioned to you, that what I saw, my vision for impacting the area in which the church exists, that is the East Street, Gibbs Corner, and Market Street, and then Lewis Street, everybody in that square, vision for that square was that the church ought to be the anchor for that.
Yes, sir.
And you went along with that, Scrooge.
Yes, of course.
And you walked the beat with us when we first began. It took us a couple of months to walk around and visit everybody.
Yes, sir.
Every house in that square. and to introduce ourselves to them, to let them know we were there to work along with them, because we believe that in order for us to make an impactful change, change that lasts forever, we have to do it together. We need, matter of fact, we actually need the church. We need the cooperation of the community. And then also, we need the government to walk hand in hand. Now, the government normally come last in it, but you can't wait for them.
No, you can't wait for them.
We can't wait for them. But this ought to be a, what I call a tripartite effort. It ought to be the government, the community, and the church working together.
Yes.
To make a change, because government, it is their duty to look after the citizens of this country. That's their duty. They were elected to look after the citizenry of this country. In terms of the morals, the spiritual leadership, that's where the church comes in.
Yes.
And between the church and the government, what we have is we need that community effort. Two of them is very difficult to work. You need to have at least the three of them working together. And I wasn't able to, we were not able to make a success, Scrooge, until I could put my hand in your hand. Yes, you put your hand in my hand.
Yes.
And like I say, the government has come, come and catch up with whatever we're doing. But we ain't waiting for them.
No, sir.
And so I said all that really to say that we as a church need to have the joint effort where we are with the community and trying to do what we need to do to make life better.
Yes, yes. For those who are listening to Guardian Radio, Pastor Huderold was a person who listened. When he said he wanted to make a difference in the Grand Sound community, when he was appointed lead pastor at Salem Union Baptist Church, he went and he got the information on how things run in the community, who is doing great community work, who the community residents look up to, and he went and did all that. The most important key about this, you heard him talk about the three components, was the fact that when he met me as a community leader, I was obligated to work with the church because I know deep down in my heart that there's nothing possible that we cannot do without the church, regardless what I was trying to achieve in the community and have achieved in the community. The church is very important because the church has some tools that we don't have in the community, and we need those tools from the church. And I would just like to say that Salem Union has provided us with those tools because a person like Pastor Huderold, just coming in as a new pastor, he was able to not believe he is above the community residents. He came and we was on a playing field where we could feel one another and understand one another and put our trust and confide in one another. And when we gave ideas to one another, we ponder it. If it makes sense, Pastor said, I'd get back to you. And if any suggestion he made on any programs they wanted to introduce to the community, I was always on board because if I don't have the resources and the church has the resources, then this is the resources that I need to get to come and do programs in the community. And right now in the Grandstand community, we are seeing a complete change of our community. And I also want to say this to you. When Pastor talked about government, government comes after we have developed programs. Government assistance would cast a whole different level because we would be able to do more in the community because we'd have government assistance. Okay? So that's very important. So the three components is very, very important. So Pastor, what have you been able to accomplish and get to understand about the community from your inception as being lead pastor at Salem Union Baptist Church?
What I've come to learn, Scrooge, in the last 8 years, I've been there 8 years now.
8 years already?
Yeah.
Wow.
I went to my 9th year now, Scrooge.
Time gone so fast?
I went by
quickly. That's
crazy.
That was actually... just like yesterday?
That was just like yesterday when I met you. But, You know, so it's been 8 years, and I've really learned a lot over the years. Working in the community, you see, it helps a leader, a pastor, to get a real sense of what is going on in the lives of people. Because if you stay within your sphere, where you live and just your church members, you don't get a real you don't get a real feel for what's going on in the country.
Understanding what's going on in the country.
Yeah. You see, first of all, in order for you to be able to really help people's goods, you need to feel where they are. You can't, for me to really help, if I am there with you, I can feel your pain. I can see what you're going through. I'm not driving through in my big fancy car and saying, hail the people and just, no. If you stop, if you walk through the corner,
you see pastor.
And you're hailing people, and you're talking to them. Say, how you doing? You know, what's going on? You know, they have a need. You do your best to see how you could do to help them meet their need. So in the last 8 years, I've learned how to work that. And secondly now, you help me with this, Groots. You really help me with this one, because sometimes, you see, we, those of us who are in position to help, we get discouraged when people talk bad about us, or
the very same people you're trying to help.
Yeah, yes. When the very people you're trying to help, you know, they got words to say about you, they doing this or they doing that.
Some conspiracy.
Yeah. You know, so you come and say, Pastor, don't mind that. You're doing a good job. Just do what you're doing. And as when you settle down and you just keep doing what you're doing, ain't long schools before they come back, say, Pastor.
The same people.
So over 8 years, I've learned that now.
Yes.
And I know how to work with it. When they talk, I just talk. And the others now. Most of the time, see, I think that we don't understand sometimes how people come up in a particular neighborhood when you disenfranchise your way of thinking. It's a negative thought you have, because everybody just using you, you feeling abusing you. The politician come make you promise that during election, after that you don't see them no more. And so other people come to promise you things and then they don't come back. And so there is a lack of trust now, a lack of trust with anybody who comes to present themselves to them. Yeah. So all of us have to prove ourselves. As you know, Scrooge, it took me a couple of years to prove myself.
I'm laughing at
that. That for them to believe so that, you know, Pastor ain't just one of these pastors who just come and talking and all that kind of stuff. But he ain't really down with us. He ain't really know what we into, what we going through, so on and so forth, you know. But I think we have made that change.
You really have.
Yeah. So that's what I'll say, Scrooge. I learned how to feel the frustration that these people have because of the circumstances that they find themselves in.
Yes.
Okay. And we attempted sometimes now to say, man, you get yourself in that, you know, you all got yourself in that. But at the end of the day, God didn't call the church to be that now.
To be a bashaw.
No. All God called the church to do is to
lift,
do,
up, yeah. Uplift.
You see? So these are some of the things. And I preached about this last Sunday. Listen, kindness. When you are demonstrating kindness and compassion to people, you are taking a risk. It's risky. You know, when I say risky, you opening yourself up to someone taking your kindness for granted.
Many do.
But you still have to go ahead and do it and be kind anyhow.
Yes. That's remarkable.
So that's what I learned in school. It's how to work that. And every day you learn more. You learn more. How that's how I can deal with this person. You get to know, okay, well, that one around the corner, they only talk and talk, but you know. That's who they are.
Yes, sir.
You see what I said?
They only talk us.
Yeah, but you go ahead and you bless them anyhow. That's our role.
Yes.
Our role as a church is to love these people.
Yes.
You see? And to love them, you make yourself vulnerable.
Yes.
You can be open to chastisement open to them calling your names or whatever the case is, but you keep on going and doing good.
You stay the course. And as you stay the course, those words they said behind your back or in front of you, they eventually died on because they see that you are generous, you're genuine,
mm-hmm.
and you're making progress, and then all they can do is admire from afar and come right back to you.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, Pastor called me a few times, and he always tell me about a little problem here and there. I say, Pastor, listen to me. I've been going through that for over 20 years. So let me tell you this. That just noise in the market. Don't pay them no attention. Just stay the course. Mm-hmm. And as you help other people, eventually, those who have their ill will will mm-hmm. eventually die off and become a part of the great program. And that's and you have been very successful
yeah.
in that.
Yeah.
So, Pastor, so that means you know what the people need in the community. You don't have to walk around and say what is needed.
Right.
You know what is needed.
Yeah. Yeah. After a few years, you know, you should feel it. You should feel the people.
Yes.
Right? Now, one of the, and this is a need that every community of schools in this country, and particularly churches, I think, need to become
proactive.
Proactive and involved now.
Yes.
Let me tell it. In order for me to help you, Scourge,
yes, sir.
This is the main problem I think the church has with communities like ours,
mm-hmm.
like the living in the you know in the neighborhood in the hood.
Yes, sir.
Is that they're afraid Scourge to touch people. When I say that, to come close enough to them,
mm-hmm.
you see, because in their mind, you know, they're afraid to take a risk. They're afraid to reach out to these people, mm-hmm. and see, I think that and what it does is it sends this message to the people that you in the church, you think you're too good for them.
Yes.
You see? You wouldn't bend down and reach out to them. So that is why we're going to have to, in this country, change that by actually touching people. Don't worry about the rest, man. They talk bad about Jesus. I don't understand what we want everybody to talk good about us, but they talk bad about Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Right? And the very people he came to help.
Yes.
So how I got to feel, I think back to my point that everybody, every community needs this, is that there are so many people that have fallen through the cracks before Dorian and before COVID. You know what I'm saying? Before. Because these two things made it
even
increasingly worse.
Yes, very worse.
Okay? So that before that, people need, these children need to be mentored.
Yes, sir.
They need someone to help them.
Mm.
Okay? They don't have what many of the
private
other children or private school, even many in the, there are people on the totem pole that just can't make ends meet. Their parents don't have money to pay light bill. They don't have no devices. They can't do these book reports and school reports these other children could do because you need internet. And in order to have internet, that costs you about $50 to $70 every month.
Yeah.
You trying to find food for these children to eat.
Yeah, and they eat a lot now because they're home.
There you go.
They're home now.
So what I'm saying is that, Scourge, the church needs to necessarily reach out and help these people because they don't need church. We don't need to be nervous about reaching out to help people. Reaching out to help people is bait.
Yes.
What's this now?
Bait.
I call that bait. So that's bait to catch fish. Jesus did this. We don't have to find anything new. That's how Jesus operates. Yes. When Jesus looked at the people and saw them harassed, you know, they hungry. They need something to eat. He never went and preached a message. He said, listen, fellas, go get those people something to eat.
1 second, Pastor. Why would he do that? Why didn't he preach? Why didn't he start preaching for it?
Right. Go ahead. Because ain't nobody can listen to you on hungry stomach. So you can't hear me when my belly growling and I worry about all those pains. How am I going to hear what you're listening to you? No, the talk I want to hear when I'm hungry is food.
Yeah, my stomach.
My stomach.
So I can lounge off and listen now.
Right. Now if you get some food, say, boy, the fella, that man, he helped me. So let me listen to what he have to say.
Makes sense.
That's why I call helping people bait.
Yes, yes.
So you baiting them. Because at the end of the day now, We are not. The church is not in the community just so we could feed people. No. See, the church is not a feeding program.
No.
Now, there are many feeding programs around.
Yes.
And the church uses feeding program. But the church's mandate now is to preach the gospel.
Yes.
But we use feeding and helping the people so we could tell them about Jesus.
Yes.
How that sound?
That make good sense.
Right. That's how we work. How we work. So you don't come and eat now and you don't hear me now.
Yes.
So every program that we have, we design it in that fashion that we're going to help. But at the end of the day, we won't give you the greatest help. Then they're talking about little children. Get little Jesus in them while they're young. You see? Because by the time they get old, schools, now we got real problems with them in the community.
Yes, that's what we're facing right now in the country.
So that's what I would say. I would say that learning, as you learn more about the community, you find more ways to help, to reach out, so that you could tell them something about Jesus. Okay? Because they got everything else but Jesus now going on in that house.
Yes.
You see?
You're right.
And so that's where I believe the church has its role to play. That's our mandate. Our mandate is to reach out to people. You can't sit down in church and wait for them to come. You have to come out of there
and reach them like
and
that.
Reach them where
you're reaching them,
on the
you're
outside.
Reaching them. You're reaching them, yes. Wow. That's remarkable.
Now, I don't know, whenever you're ready, school is for me to talk about what our plan is upcoming.
Yes, I'm going to get rid of it.
I'll let you lead me into that.
Yes, sir. So by you saying that, you know that a lot of people are going through a very tough time. And you talk about the fact that Christ himself, he made sure seeing those persons sitting on that they needed something to eat, and he provided that. And then he had this conversation that is like giving back what Pastor is saying, because now people can resonate to you. People are kind of relaxed. They can take a little loaf of bread or fish home to their family members and eat, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yes. Pastor, what I wanted to really ask you is that I listened to the Honorable Minister of Education, the Honorable Jeffrey Lloyd. He talked about how the kids did improve this semester with their grades, B's and C's and et cetera. Last week I had coach on studio. I had a coach from C.I. Walker on State Sandlands Primary School on the show, and he's an excellent coach. And he talked on similar matters that you're talking about that we're having this conversation. And what I get to understand is that when I heard the Minister of Education talked about the progress the kids made, and then we know that many kids can do great with in school, but right now with the COVID-19, many of them are home. So you talked about devices where they can go on the app and do their programs, if it's reading or mathematics or et cetera. They don't have that equipment. And by them being home in the last, 18 months?
Yeah, 18 months.
Some of these kids are so overweight now. Mm-hmm. Some of these kids, them can't even say their alphabet now. Some of these kids right now have been in school so long, they forgot about their basic education.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a hard, hard time right now for kids to really get their learning perspective back. So what I'm saying is this. I was listening to you talk. We always have conversation. And you were talking about the fact that you listen to the Minister of Education. Minister of Education stated that, you know, school would not be opening, but we'd have virtual TV. Mm-hmm. So that means virtual learning.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have kids who don't have those tablets and et cetera. How are they going to be able to perform? But you have a plan.
Mm-hmm.
So piggyback on this. Since that the ministry says that there's going to be virtual learning, that means you have to have an iPod or et cetera.
Yeah.
And then the teacher sends the Wi-Fi to your device home. Now, you're doing a similar program now that you're getting ready to introduce. Let's hear a little bit of that, because you figure the fact that many kids don't have those apps.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Scoot.
Laptop and et cetera.
Yeah, let me say this, Sam Scoot. You were very right in what you talk about with the children not going to school.
Yeah, not then.
See, there are two issues
right now.
This just I could bring up two issues that are very serious in our country now. Children who are not able to go to school, there is something psychological about that, with children being home and not intermingling with other children. See, a part of learning is not just theory, but a part of learning and developing them is relational. Yes. You see? So you're not only in a school where you in an environment where you just the teacher is teaching, you're in an environment where you're learning how to socialize.
Yes.
You see? And a lot of children, we don't know the damage that is happening. And parents need to be very, very careful with that too, because all of this staying home schools, and to no fault of, we're just talking about what is happening.
Yes.
This is not a blame on government or whatever.
No.
We're just talking about what is happening and how it is affecting the psyche of our children, right?
Yes.
Which we must watch out for. Yeah. Parents must watch out for, because that they could make the children, angry and irritated, frustrated. And like you say, very difficult now for them to be reacclimated into school, you see? So they would have needed that reacclimation school, which if they was going back to school, they would have been happy. But come to find out, like we said a few nights ago, ministers say, we still can't go to school. All right? Now, here's the dilemma. The government has a program where they would have provided devices for persons who were not able to have a device last term, they said, last year. So many are coming into the system now, schools, who were supposed to be in school for the first time.
Yes.
And, so there are lots of them who, for whatever reason, they have not gone to school, their parents have not gone there, picked up their devices, or whatever the case is, and they probably will just be knocking around the community.
Well,
you see?
Well, just cutting in, if you go around the community right now, in the Bain and Grandstand or Mason Edition, you would see kids on the blocks right now. Mm-hmm. And many of them are trying to bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, kids, you have 20, 30 kids right now hanging together.
Yeah.
And they are under the age of 15.
Right.
And they are hanging together. With no grown-ups. Right now, any part of Nassau you ride around, especially in the city community, you would see this right now.
Right. Trouble. So, what we intend to do to help this in our community.
In our community.
You have a Gresson school.
Yeah. When you say our community, why have you just structured yourself in that particular community? Why?
This is exactly what we're talking about now.
Yes.
So, in terms of the church being there to help these children, I'm not just talking about educationally, but in all areas.
Yes.
So, this is just one aspect now.
One aspect.
Of helping them, helping these our children. Okay? So, what we decided to do, schoolchurch, we decided to use a particular park that we had for parking.
Parking.
We took that park and we made an investment in it.
In an investment.
In the park.
Yes.
Enclosed it, paved it, put a nice basketball court on it, a nice volleyball court on it. We provide free internet services
at that park. Salem Union Baptist Church.
The church.
Okay.
And this park is going to be dedicated, actually, next week, Saturday. Okay? And the park is going to be named after our second pastor. Who is the first Bahamian pastor, because the first pastor of Salem was a British man.
British, wow.
Okay? So the first Bahamian pastor, Reverend Enoch Bachford, who took over the church in 1932. And he was the pastor of the church from 1932 until 1974.
Huh? Oh, which pastor? He was a good man. I heard his name. My grandma talked about him.
Yes.
They talked about how good a pastor he was.
41 years. So,
wow.
So we are naming the park after him in his honor. And the thing about it is, all three of our former pastors were heavily involved in some way in educating children. They loved education. Okay? So the first pastor was an Englishman. Mm-hmm. And when he was pastoring the first, when he came to the Bahamas, the government used them in the educational system, teaching children.
Wow.
So I'm talking the history now of Salem.
Wow.
Then Reverend Backford, he also loved education.
Yes.
You see? And then our pastor emeritus, the one who just left, he was the educator.
Wow.
Reverend Dr. Charles W. Saunders. So the church had always had this thing about educating. So I'm only carrying on in their footsteps.
And you just being more creative now.
Now we got to be more creative.
More creative.
Awesome. Because
yes.
We ain't talking the regular stuff.
Yes.
So, you know, in 2017, one of the things that the prime minister had promised for Over the Hill was free Wi-Fi.
Yes.
In these parks.
Yes, sir.
Because these children, their parents can't afford.
Yes.
To pay internet bills.
So they could go in the park and use it as right. their homework and get their teachers
right.
work.
But it didn't come to fruition. It didn't materialize. And so we can't wait until that happened. So what we did was we invested in the free Wi-Fi, which is not cheap.
No.
Okay? And so every day we have somebody, Scrooge, that is employed by the church to be at the park.
To monitor
and help these children. Now that we learn that they're not able to go to school.
Yes.
What we're going to do now, we're just going to open the park because we're going to have the park from 3:30 until 6:30.
Yes,
for
sir.
Kids, you come from school, you could come to the park, do your homework and all that with your device. Well, now we need no school to go to.
Wow, it's crazy.
So what we're doing now is, so still in our community schools, we have a place where kids could go out in the open now. We have two canopies.
Yes, it's beautiful.
With the bleachers.
Yes.
We had at least 20 of them. Socially distancing now. 20 of them socially distant, because if they ain't socially distant, we could have about 50.
Yes.
But we have about 20 available places where they could just sit down.
Yeah.
And we got, you know, you plug up your stuff, you could charge up your stuff,
I see
and you could be involved in class right there outside.
And many of them, and this would make it so great, many of them, light might be off home. So they could come in the park and get their devices charged up.
That's exactly.
And then leave and go back home. And
there you go.
Studying.
Yes. There you go. Now, I know that from walking through the hood.
Yes.
Yeah, these people ain't got no electricity.
And, wow.
So they could come, charge up their phone, charge up their device. Okay. Now, so just so people know, we are not there to provide Wi-Fi for kids to run and do all kind of stuff. That's why we have somebody there to supervise them. You don't have... Or these kind of sites, they blocked out.
They blocked.
The sites we got there is for you to get education.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
It ain't there for you to play around.
No, I understand. You got a program.
This is a program. You there to do your work.
Yes.
And so this is how we want to, Scrooge,
impact
and interact with these young people.
So you're being creative. So you're using the park, right? First, you're using the history of the church. Backford,
who
was a great man.
Right.
The English one before that was an educator. So now you yourself has taken on.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're using the park as a way to say you're going to fish. Mm-hmm. Instead of you leaving us a parking lot, you are being creative. You probably sit down, you ponder, and say, how are we going to get these kids to come into the church and be a part of the church?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to develop a park, right? We're going to put Wi-Fi on it. We could use the park as a way to get the kids who are interested in basketball, in tennis, or et cetera, right? We're going to use it. So when they're out there, and then sign them up, get their names, which you already have, but there might be more kids growing up in the community. So you use this opportunity to get their names. You know their needs, you know? So what you do, you're saying, you get their names, you have the basketball program going on. But it's not a basketball program, a soccer program, or a tennis program. This is just to get the kids to be part of a program because basketball, soccer, and tennis is what attract the kids. So if they live way on Anderson Street, which is six corners away from Taylor Street, and their friend lives to Lewis Street, they would get together knowing that, hey, we get Wi-Fi on the park. It's basketball practice or tennis practice at 12 o'clock. Then after that is Bible studies. Then after that, we can go in the dormitory where inside the church and probably have a meal or et cetera. I'm just saying. So you're using this. You're using this as a
leader
to pull them in.
It's outreach.
Yes.
You know, and we recognize that this program is to, what is it, feed the whole man.
Yes.
So we're giving you, and you know, we know you can't be there all day and don't eat.
No, it's not going to work.
Right? So this is the whole idea. We, in order for us to make a change in our neighborhoods, somebody has to reach down and touch people.
Yes.
You can't do that. You can't do that in church. You have to come outside and do that.
Yes. Pastor, you're talking some good stuff. I hope other churches and other pastors who are listening to the program would see the importance of this conversation and see how this is making the change. This is actually taking out the box. This is actually the highways and byways. You know, it's not a stone wall no more. Pastors making the church available to the highways and byways and using great ideas to draw in those wanted persons to become a part of something great. Okay, my producer telling me you have to take a break. So, Pastor, I know a lot of people are anxious to listen to hear about the other programs. And then we're going to top it off about 20 minutes about something that is I think I'm going to ask Pastor. I hope he's going to give me a great answer to my question. And this is my question. I just probably hope you guys listen. So we take a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back on Guiding Radio 96.9 FM.
Inner city.
Ain't no love in the heart of the city. Ain't no love in the heart of town. Ain't no love in the shore of the city. Ain't no love cause you ain't around.
Elevate your home with BTC's super fast fiber internet plans for the best speeds to stay connected. Get 50% more savings with us and speeds starting at 100 megabits per second up to 600 megabits per second. Enjoy the ultimate internet experience for all your work, study, and entertainment needs. Plus, get unlimited mobile benefits when you add it to your home internet plan. Upgrade or sign up today. Visit any BTC store or btcbahamas.com. Conditions apply.
Pediasure, the number one brand recommended by pediatricians, now has 33% less sugar compared to previous formula and provides 25 vitamins and minerals and 7 grams of protein kids need for a healthy growth. It's a convenient meal or snack with a delicious kids-approved taste they'll love. Pediasure, nutrition to help kids grow. Ask your pediatrician about Pediasure today.
This weekend, the FNM is rolling red in Nassau. Drive up to the Rolling Red Candidate Launch and Rally, Saturday the 28th at the QE Sports Center Carnival Grounds, 6 to 8 p.m. It's a drive-in rally, y'all, so stay in your cars and trucks. Live entertainment with the Singing Bishop, Lawrence Roll, Wendy, KB, Sammy Starr, Novi, and DJ Money Like Dirt. COVID protocols will be observed. Join the FNM this Saturday, and let's roll red.
FNM with Future.
This has been a paid political announcement from the Free National Movement.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome to the inner city, inner city, inner city.
Ain't no love in the heart of the city. Ain't no love in the heart of town.
We're back. I want to thank my producer, Wally, for doing an outstanding job of just being here for us, you know, especially as talk show hosts. You know, you make it easier for us. Sometimes people call and they run on some things and topics that we're not talking about at a particular time, and he puts up the hand to let us know that's not the topic we're talking about, and he cancels the call because it's not the topic we're talking about. So I want to give a shout out to Abadusu here tonight on Guiding Radio 96.9. We have our special guest, Pastor Hugh Roll from the great Salem Union Baptist Church. We heard about the former pastors of the church who were all educators, and he has taken the leadership of Salem Union Baptist Church, and now he is doing the same. He has been there for 8 years, going on 9 years. He is a wonderful man. came up with great ideas, has the church working on the highways and the byways. And what's most important for those who are listening, this is how you make change, you know. Pastor's not extending his arms to whole Bahamas because it'd be near impossible. Pastor came up with a strategic plan. I'm going to work in a box. A box means I'm going to work in my constituency, you know. He's saying I'm going to work from Ross Corner to police headquarters to Market Street and back to Ross Corner. Okay, so that's a square block. And with the resources the church has, it's still difficult. It's very difficult because of the proximity and how many people live in the community and how many people you have to be able to reach and touch. But either way, the church is using their resources and still is making it happen. And this is very important to understand if you want to make change. You have to have a cohesive team of people working together, the community leaders, the churches, and the government. And the success we are being able to accomplish. If you listen to all of the development that is happening in this particular community, that's because we are pushing. On one end, the church has been in a basketball court. They also has a new part of the church that is going to be dedicated, what is ready for the kids and for our programs. What do you call it, Pastor?
Mighty Man Ministry.
Mighty Man Ministry, what has been going on for the last 5-6 years, where Pastor got all the young guys in the community. This is for the older guys in the community, Father's Day and et cetera. So there's so many programs happening in this church. And for those who are listening, it's very important to see the success we are making in our community. I like just to say this. Grandstand, Lewis Street, Hay Street, and Taylor Street was one of the most violent and most dangerous areas in Nassau, New Providence for many, 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 many years. Working together, we are being able to reduce some of those statistics. And if we keep on working together, and when we can reach a stage of empowerment, the people of the community, right, small businesses, et cetera, that take us to the next level, once we could reach that level, we'd see a complete 100% change in our community when it comes to criminal behavior, when we come to see the development of our kids in the community. So this is very important. All these are stepping stones. These are the stepping stones now to train the kids, utilize the park, utilize the church, utilize the community, and train the kids to be able to have a better future. And I just want to say thanks to Salem Union Baptist Church. See why it's so important, Pastor, man. When I met you, I was like, okay, he wants to see me. I've been working in the community for many years. I say, okay, he wants to see me. But I never said, man, I ain't going to see him. I say, I tie these pastors and stuff. A spirit told me that someone is coming that is going to help bring change in the community. Someone who you could work with where you feel, I could sit down and feel appreciated. Not someone looking at you, who he is and blah, 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 you know, because, and you know. No, it wasn't like that. I could feel you. And I could feel your energy. And once that connect, we were able to work together. We're still working together. And we never had no problem whatsoever. Never had a problem. Never had no argument. Never no mix-up. No nothing. We just continue to work. Anytime Pastor's doing something new, he always update me. You know, and I just give my input, Pastor. Just continue. You're doing a great job. So we've been very, very successful. You know, it's because we understand that we work in a proximity. Pastor knows what the needs and wants is. I'm working on my end with many different organizations. But if you see the connection, how we're tying in that particular area, we're working from one end of the community to the next end, and we're getting there slowly but surely. But guess what? We're making progress. So, Pastor, you talk about the fog light, about the basketball court and how you're doing all the programs. What is your next step now?
Okay. In addition to the making the park available for children who needed to be able to do their work in school. We have that. Then the next thing we have is, so let's say, for instance, those children that would be occupied and using the park in the day by 6:30, those activities would stop.
Yes, makes sense.
And then afterwards we will entertain where we could have the basketball games.
Yes.
Right?
Because they need that. They need that.
Yeah.
So they get teaching with God. Yeah. They don't do the little homework. Now it's time for them, though. What kids do? Run up and down and have fun.
There you go. And all of this, now, school, which is under somebody watchful eyes.
Yes.
Your parking open just on those 5 days a week.
In and out.
No. Somebody is there.
Regulation.
Right.
Yes.
Somebody
like
is there.
Like a lifeguard.
Ah.
Like a lifeguard.
That's what's there. So now, afterwards now, we have a gentleman there who will be doing this. His name is William Lunn.
Mm-hmm.
William Lunn works along with Dr. David Allen.
Dr. David Allen.
And what he did working with Dr. David Allen is he works with younger boys, teenage boys, and those who have anger
management,
problem.
Yes,
so he does anger management classes, yes. Right? So, and he has, plenty of them. A lot of boys who are with him.
Many of them have that problem.
Okay. So that's another program, schools, that is going to happen after 6:30.
That's the David Anger.
Yeah. And a lot of these boys, some in school, but a lot of them are out of school. So we don't want to keep school kids out too late.
No.
Stuff like that. But he runs a anger management class Monday, can be Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Yes, that is very important.
3 nights, right?
That's very important.
On the side, Scrooge, yes, the other day, I called you up and I told you I wanted to clean up.
Yes.
An area there.
Yes, sir.
But I didn't know you had somebody who was going to do it.
Yes, yes.
And you brought a young man there.
Yes, sir.
And he did a great job.
Yes.
Now, that was stage one there.
Yes, sir.
So we cleaned that area up. School, that's a piece of property that basically was donated to the church for us to use for projects like farming.
Backyard farming.
So a program, Mr. Lunn will be working with those boys along now with the Ministry of Agriculture, who can help them get plants and seeds able to keep them. That's another thing, to keep them occupied,
yes,
and to help to feed them.
Because right now with the COVID-19, right, we know that you have to protect the immune system,
mm-hmm,
okay, besides the vaccine. So to protect the immune system is the stomach,
mm-hmm,
and you need the most healthiest set of vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And teaching the kids, especially those at-risk kids, especially mm-hmm, those who have anger management,
yeah,
problem, besides,
yeah,
the basketball. Some,
right,
of them would find it fascinating to grow tomatoes,
mm-hmm,
to grow okra, to grow the yeah, basic sweet pepper, and then harvest these and carry these home, like,
right,
you said, you,
right,
know?
Right.
And they would really, really feel like they have accomplished something because,
yeah,
you know, in my yard, we grow in pumpkin,
mm-hmm,
pasta. Pastor, listen, if someone come in my grandmother's yard, teeth on those pumpkin, it could be a problem because it's so amazing to see how the pumpkin is spread day by day. And Pastor, I look at the pumpkin one day, it's more like this. Next day, like this.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you saying this only 24 hours? Then the next day, like this. Now the pumpkin, like this.
Mm-hmm.
Now when I look, Pastor, we get about 10 pumpkin on this one pumpkin tree. And
mm-hmm,
Pastor, all these pumpkin come there in the space of 2 weeks. And only one start. Some hiding under the leaf. So
yeah,
that give me that, like, whoa, what, yeah, you could do with your hand. So that's very, very great. That program where you are partnership,
yeah,
in the Ministry of Agriculture.
Yeah.
Okay? With the,
yeah,
community leader and the church. And
mm-hmm,
the kids are just in that vicinity. They get some need. They just come from their own work. They play the game of basketball or tennis. Now they have a program where they can learn how to,
yeah,
grow fruits and vegetables.
Feed yourself.
Yes.
Because also what it does is it teaches them responsibility.
Yes.
All right, that you have to work in order to feed yourself.
Yes.
It ain't just about you going home and waiting on your parents to take care of you forever.
You could take
your goal.
You're teaching them.
Yes.
You're teaching them.
Yes. That's the idea. And that program, we don't have any young ladies in that program right now. All them are young boys.
Yes.
That he has in that program.
Yes.
Teaching
at-risk
them.
Young,
yes,
guys.
Yes. So the idea is to get that in them.
Yes.
That you are a young man. You're a young boy and you can grow into a young man. And your role is to take care and feed your family. You can't go. This ain't about getting on the streets trying to rob somebody or do something nefarious. You could do this and don't have to worry about nobody.
Yes. Yes.
Shooting you or whatever the case is.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so that's the next program that we do in the school. So we just started the cleanup. I anticipated in a few weeks or so, we'll be moving towards that direction of fixing that farm. you see?
Yes.
And getting that going.
Yes. It's amazing to see the understanding you got from being active in the community the last 8 years, going on to 9 years. And you have used all of the information that you have gathered to come up with comprehensive programs that could benefit and change the dynamics and how the young people think in the community.
Right.
So the church is going to be a beacon. So many of these young guys who are part of this program, you know, you did a food drive many times in the community. You know, I know that you come up with some kind of plan to let them carry home some food once in a while, et cetera, for those who continue to improve. Because I know that as they improve in their behavior, especially with anger management, the church is going to be a big brother to them and uplift them. And they'll get special incentive based on their progress.
Yes. That's the goal of the Mighty Men ministry now.
Yes.
So the Mighty Men's ministry of the church, as we get more and more of these boys understand who they are, then we get a mentor for each one.
And incorporate them.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll have one or two boys.
Yes.
Who I look after. I supposed to call them every day or check on them every day.
Yes.
For God's sake, don't let a week go and you don't check on them.
Yes.
Some of these boys never been to a movie before.
No, sir.
Some of them never been out to eat. So what you're doing is teaching them how to be a man.
Yes, yes.
You know, these fellas ain't have no fathers to go and carry them nowhere.
No, sir.
And so what we're doing is, that's what we want to do. And in all that school, we demonstrating to them that it's cool to be a man and to follow Jesus. This how we love our boys.
Yes.
You ain't out there to teach your boys to do these kind of stuff. You want to teach your boys to be men and to take care of their... if you have a girl, when you grow up and you want a girlfriend or what, you take care of them.
Yes.
You see? And so the women are not to be abused and kicked around. You teach them that.
Yes.
You see? You have a responsibility.
What is right and what is wrong?
Ah.
That is not yours. Do not touch it.
Right.
Right.
You see? And if you and a man needs a man to teach him that. Now, it's because now some people jump right up and say, now listen, as a woman, I bring up my boys by myself and they turn out all right. We ain't talking about every boy. The majority of situations needs
attention.
A man needs to pay attention to a boy.
Yes.
God ain't make a woman to deal with boys and men.
No.
You see? I'm not saying, I tell the women, I ain't saying you ain't bring yours up, because some women did bring the boy up, right? But that's not the norm. You see? That's the one who, you know, you happen to do that.
Well, let me show you what you're talking about. The set who you see before the courts for serious crimes over the last 25 years for shooting 2-3 people and murderers and et cetera, they're the set you're talking about.
Right.
They're the set you're talking about.
There you go.
They're
the... And if we get... And so the man now, instead of... You see, that's the difference of today's schools that we have to... As we are church of today, we can't be like we were in the past. You see? You have to get out there and love a boy. Take care of a fellow.
Wow.
You see? You can't, this ain't about going to a man's meeting, y'all having fun and, you know, and this and that. No. All those things you learning in the Bible about love and compassion and caring,
yes, sir.
Put them into practice.
Wow.
By taking a fella and caring for him.
And that's going to be so awesome because how though? New park is getting designed and built
for
the Wi-Fi.
That's
going to drop all those kids in that community.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be able to come and do something great and become...
Just make something yourself.
Productive
citizens
of the country.
Yeah.
And you're going to have them on record and their progress. So not like it's not like you're going to just let them come to the program and disappear.
Right.
You're going to monitor them.
Right.
You're going to adopt those kids.
Right.
So we're going to adopt some children.
Yes, sir.
Adopt some children. Mm-hmm. You have a call? Okay, we're going to take this one call, and then we're going to go to our last topic. So go ahead, caller. You're on Inside the Inner City.
Okay. How y'all doing? And good day. I just want to say to the Bahamian people, now that the bell have rung, you know, I know your show is not a political show. We love you for that. But I must say this, now that the bell is rung and today is such as an important day to all of those persons with their aspirations. I'm not here to knock anyone on aspiration. And I pray Godspeed upon all of them who are Bahamians, who want to be there to for us in office. So that's all I want to say on that.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, he was talking about the beliefs in to all the PLP and FNM who are trying to get in political office and their aspiration, the best of luck. Mm-hmm. Yes, we really do appreciate it. We really are happy for those guys, but we have bigger problems we're dealing with in the country today. We're talking about these programs we're talking about, these solutions we're talking about right now, what Pastor's talking about, what we're talking about. These are the real solution for the country, you know. Mm-hmm. The election is not as important as what we're doing right now in this country right now, what are we doing in the Grand St. Louis Street area? See, we need to know what is most important. Mm-hmm. You know, I admire those who are going to run for candidate and be the next member of parliament, et cetera. Pastor, how much member of parliament may be working now that is going to be in the name with Dr. Brandon Ardish? This is Travis Robinson. We don't know if he's going to be successful again. Mm-hmm. Either that or it'll be a next representative. Have we stopped working from anyone from the PLP and FNM switch?
That's the thing. See, politicians come school, it's important.
Politicians go.
We have a neighborhood
that has
build.
Problems every minute and every second.
Yeah, yeah. Now, we don't want to knock them.
No. Like the caller
said. Their role is to come and join that happy band.
Yes. Like you the see? Ministry of Agriculture is doing with you guys at Salem Union Baptist
right.
Street. That is a great program and partnership they're doing.
Right. The role of the member of parliament for an area is to look out for the people in that area.
And any organization that is doing good, great work in the community.
That's it. There you go. So every member of parliament, Scrooge, in my view, they ought to find organizations that are doing these work and do their best to support that work.
Yes.
That's their role.
Yes.
Now, we know they don't do it.
Yes.
You know, or they start and whatever the case is. But we want to encourage these ones now. Y'all, if you're going to run, listen, this ain't no time for nobody to be just yapping. This is more than talk now. This real stuff we dealing with. You got to get dirty.
Yes.
You know, get out there and help some people.
Yes.
That's what the idea is about.
So that's what I'm saying. What we are doing, it's the number one solution for the country. It ain't about politics and who get elected. I could care less if Brave Davis get elected as the prime minister of the country, you know. Mm. I could care less. He might make some changes, but that's not going to stop us from making our changes and what we got to do in the community. Mm-hmm. He has to come and be a part of something great. I'm not saying he's going to win. Dr. Hubert Minnis can win. I could care less. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter to me because the interest of us is saving lives, and we have a serious problem in this country, and we are doing our part to develop our community and our country. So we are the real, real politicians, you know, if you really, really look at it, because, you know, we know the struggles with going on with the Bahamian people mm-hmm. right now. We got kids out of school, and mm-hmm. people don't understand. Some of these kids are obese. Some of these kids are on the streets still after curfew. Mm-hmm. And like I said, you could ride around Nassau if you don't have a serious problem in the country right now. Mm-hmm. You could ride Nassau right now. Anyone could ride in the Bayton, Grandstand, Anglestown area right now, and I guarantee you, someone calling us ready right now, yes, we got 20 or 30 kids mm-hmm. or 40 kids right now by themselves, and not one growing up there, mm-hmm. but the kids right now. Mm-hmm. And they're all about in the streets right now. You think I got time to be worrying, but who win the general election? I could care less who win the general mm-hmm. election. We have a serious problem here because those same kids we ain't helping will be the same kids, Rachel, to turn this country upside down. Mm-hmm. You understand? We have allowed too much negativity and neglect to cause our citizens to become hardened criminals, mm-hmm. and then we all suffer because, you know, it's to be a good person, only to get killed from a young guy who had a hard life and mm-hmm. no one gave him opportunity. And when you hear a story and then he take away someone who was contributing greatly to the country.
Right.
That's crazy.
Right.
That's what we're trying to avoid, Rachel.
Yeah.
So it's not about the politics with us. Mm-hmm. We could get, Pastor, we didn't watch two members of parliament gone, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Two. Mm-hmm. And two, two times, mm-hmm. one from PLP, one from the FNM now, and I don't know if Mr. Robinson is going to be successful again, or Mr. Watson from the PLP was the candidate, who I think is also a great man. Mm-hmm. So they have a lot to contend with. Even if they, even if the member of parliament switched from the FNM to the PLP, there's still a lot of problems you got to deal with.
You know, the problems ain't changed.
Problems ain't changed.
We have to deal with these things every day. So election ain't gonna stop the problem.
No, we just hope that the guy who between Travis Robinson and Mr. Watson, whoever wins, mm-hmm. put the emphasis on finding organization right. to go and speak
support,
and present a budget to support mm-hmm. this organization.
There you go.
You know, it's not about the PLP and FNM, because mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you this again. The Queen of England do not recognize PLP. She don't recognize FNM. The only thing she recognize is the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. We as Bahamians who live in this country, we are the ones who create this PLP and FNM back and forth. So now we have to come up with a way where we be independent when it comes to thinking of developing the country, that we put those parties aside, we utilize whatever they has to offer to us if they're in government, but we put those aside and understand that there's a greater need. Mm-hmm. And the greater need is to uplift the kids mm-hmm. and the community in the country. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Yeah.
Apostle, okay, you want to say special thanks to anyone in the church who have been assisting you, some of your partners who have come up with these great plans that are actually ongoing now in the community, before I ask you my one question.
Yeah, well, I one thing about the members, I have some great members who assist us in this work. And one of the things, Scourge, that I found out with my members is that the biggest donors never ever want you to call their name or whatever they just behind the scene. What you need, we can work with you and so on and so forth. But they never ever want to be acknowledged like that.
That's what I'm talking about, Rachel. Those persons could be a part of the PLP or part of FNM or none. And they only support you because the work you're doing is far greater than the PLP and far greater than FNM. Mm-hmm. You don't believe my sponsors is a big-time FNM? Mm-hmm. And you know what they tell me? We don't never, ever want you. Mm-hmm. Never, ever want you to mix up what you're doing in your community, in your country, to our agenda. Mm-hmm. Never mention to me they've given me, they never asked me to do them a favor for no free national movement mm-hmm. or et cetera. Mm-hmm. They always tell me, don't never bring the conversation up. Just like how you said, your people who donate to you, they don't want their name to, they want to remain anonymous.
Right.
These are the real heroes of the country. Mm-hmm. They are the real heroes of the country. When you see someone don't want to remain anonymous and they're supporting the cause, you know why? Because they're doing it because they care. They care. Okay? And they care. And they love what you're doing because they see deep down that this is the right thing to do. Wow.
Right.
And you're right. Many points, whenever you see somebody tells you who donates to you, to keep them anonymous, mm-hmm. always show the person respect because they are godsend. Mm-hmm. Damn about, oh, I give you $50,000 or $100,000 or et cetera. Mm-hmm. No, they give it and they want to remain anonymous and they keep on giving behind the scenes. So I want to say thanks to all of your sponsors, your partners, mm-hmm. to all your church members, to everyone who's a part of Salem Union Baptist Church. I want you to give a thumbs up, and especially when you see this young gentleman pass you the road, understand he is someone different. He was built for this particular time right now because I wouldn't have been able to cooperate with him if I didn't feel him. Because mm-hmm. I reached a point in my life after I met him over 8 years ago that I wasn't going to bother with no more pastors because the kind of crap talking to some pastors mm-hmm. was sending me crazy because I kind of believe some of them was thinking like that, honestly speaking. You know, honestly speaking, my personal view, I had many means. Many means. Mm-hmm. I'm talking, what's the big church name now? It's on Shirley Street, but it's the big church. What do they call it?
On Shirley Street?
Yeah. The big church, what do we call it, man? I got a church name in my head. We have all the big time pastors, man. It's the Bahamas Church, what they call it. Christian Council. Mm-hmm. The Bahamas Christian Council. I said a lot of long pastors from Bahamas Christian mm-hmm. Council talking about the same issues that I talked to you about. And that was 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. And that's when we had 100... and 47, some murders in that one particular mm-hmm. year. Mm-hmm. And I sit down, I talk with these gentlemen about the same. And you see, sir, when you met me, okay? When you met me, mm-hmm. you listen. And you were able to put that in your mind and understand. And you learn by going to the residents. And that's how come you get to find out what the people need. You don't know. You don't need to ask what the people want. You know what they want. The light is off. Eh? Mm-hmm. They need some spirituality. They need some assistance, you know, and et cetera. So, okay, since that's done. Pastor, I want to ask you a real question. We taking a break? We're going to take one more break, Pastor. And I want everyone to listen to this question that I'm going to ask Pastor, because this is something that I want to ask him. And I want something that for all of you to listen to take note of. We'll be right back. On Guiding Radio 96.9 FM.
Ain't no love in the heart of time. Ain't no love in the show not for today. Ain't no love cause you ain't around.
PediaSure, the number one brand recommended by pediatricians, now has 33% less sugar compared to previous formula and provides 25 vitamins and minerals and 7 grams of protein kids need for a healthy growth. It's a convenient meal or snack with a delicious kids-approved taste they'll love. PediaSure, nutrition to help kids grow. Ask your pediatrician about PediaSure today.
Life is always better with a little extra cash. At Solomon's, we know that every penny saved is a penny toward more happy times with those you love. With super savings in every aisle and budget-pleasing buys every time you shop, you can get closer to that family vacation you've been dreaming about. Go on, earn that new air fryer in produce. Snag that Exuma getaway with your cereal. Rawson Square Junkanoo tickets, aisle 7 just restocked. Bring it all together at Solomon's, where you can save more and live better.
Elevate your home with BTC's super fast fiber internet plan for the best speeds to stay connected. Get 50% more savings with us and speeds starting at 100 megabits per second up to 600 megabits per second. Enjoy the ultimate internet experience for all your work, study, and entertainment needs. Plus, get unlimited mobile benefits when you add it to your home internet plan. Upgrade or sign up today. Visit any BTC store or BTC Bahamas.com. Conditions apply.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome to the inner city, inner city, inner city.
We're back on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I'm your host, Valentino O'Brien, a.k.a. Scrooge or Scoochie, and many other names. I have none other than the lead pastor at Salem Union Baptist Church, Pastor Hugh Roll, who has been there going on 9 years. And what he has accomplished in close to that 9 years is incredible. Based on the challenges you have to face in the community that you need to understand. And it takes a lot of time and attention and funds to make a difference in the community and be committed to be consistent, you know, not coming there 1 year and then saying that's it. He has been consistent, and I'm very proud for the opportunity for me to really meet him, because meeting him, I've been able to help a lot of people through Pastor Roll and Salem Union Baptist Church, put help that I probably could have never accomplished if I did not meet Pastor Hugh Roll and the great members of Salem Union Baptist Church. I've been making great progress in the whole community of Lewis Street, Hayes Street, and Taylor Street. And as we continue, and Roscoe, as we continue, we'd make more progress. And all this is the fact that we're trying to reduce crime in our community. We try to increase education in our community. We're trying to develop our community where it can be a community where we have a lot of small businesses and where our kids are, well-educated. They know about anger management, and they have become productive citizens. Pastor, what I want to ask you is because this... You know, Pastor, I'm not a Christian. I'm a believer. I believe in the Ten Commandments. And I have to ask you this. When I look at what's happening around the world, right, Pastor? I look at fires in Siberia, in the pre-frost. You know what it is to be in Russia? And there's been ice for hundreds and hundreds of years. Now, all of a sudden, fire is coming from underneath the ice, and Siberia right now is the biggest fire in the world. Those fires in Australia is a joke to what's going on in Russia. Then we look at the flooding that is happening in Turkey and many other countries. Then we look at some parts of the U.S. where we see they having mass shooting. Then we look at we have tsunami. We have volcanoes erupting or beginning to erupt. Some are being dormant for many years. It begs to differ. Like, I read the scriptures, but I also know about what's about to come. So the days, the sun is scorching right now. This is no normal sun nowadays, Pastor. The time is going fast today, like the day. The day is gone fast. Like the time, everything is like speed up. And then you see like all of these natural disasters. Pastor, what you think all of this is God? I mean, many people don't believe in the Bible. They don't believe in God's word. Do you believe that God is talking to us in some type of way? Or all of these strange phenomenon happening in the world today and all over in different countries. In India, then we get the COVID-19.
You understand? Yes, what I'm trying to? Yeah, I understand, Scooch.
What you think, sir?
Yes, what I think is going on. It is pretty obvious that what has happened in the world, and this has happened before. Okay? Let me explain it to you. Before the time or during the time of Noah, see, a lot of stuff had happened. After man's sin, the Bible says that by the time of Noah in Genesis chapter 6, the people were so evil, or evil had began to rise up so much in the world that God repented that he had made it man. If I were to give you an example of what was going on at that time when they were carrying on, and then it'll tie into what I want to say to you.
Go ahead, sir.
About what is
call
happening.
You're going to have to call on. This is a very important part that we're going to have to discuss right now. What, so you're going to have to call on.
Yeah. So in my view is, according to Paul in Romans chapter 1, he records some of the things that were happening at the time of Noah. And what the people were doing from verse 18 down to verse 33 is they had or trying to get rid of the knowledge of God from around them.
Knowledge of God.
They didn't want to acknowledge that there was a God. And when you put God out of your thought, then what happens is God actually allows certain things to happen to get your attention. Okay, if you don't want me, I'll just back off. Mm-hmm. When God backs off, then a whole lot of stuff happens. Here's what Paul writes in Romans chapter 1. The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of people who suppress the truth by their wickedness. Since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them. What Paul's saying is, God makes plain to everybody that he is here, that there is a God. That's what he's saying. I make it plain. Just look up in heaven, he says. For since the creation of the world of God's God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. He said, listen, when you wake up, if you walk outside and look up in the stars, look up in the night and see the stars, look at the galaxy, look at the beautiful trees, look at the beautiful Bahamas that is, you're supposed to know that that didn't just happen, that somebody actually is behind that. Hmm. Okay? Now, for although they knew God, these people, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile, their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools. Therefore, God gave them over in their sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurity, for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie, worship served created things rather than the Creator. The long and short of it is, when people get God out of their knowledge, they don't want nothing to do with God. I can do my own thing. I don't need God. Then what he does is, when he backs off and he leaves you to your own self and leaves the world to itself, all kinds of things start happening. The COVID pandemic. Is there, schools clearly, to declare to the world, listen, nobody could do nothing in this world
without me. Yes.
That's all it's saying. And you could have money during COVID, you can't spend. You know, because you can't buy nothing. You could have all of the stuff that you that makes for a great living in this world. You can't invite your neighbors over. You can't enjoy it. You can't have fun because everybody in lockdown. God show us that for a whole year, right?
Yes.
After that, things start going. One sheet of plywood that was $30 going for $75.
$75, yes, sir.
Okay, so God is trying to show us all the stuff that's happening in the world. A lot of it is man-made too.
Yes.
In that what we do destroy is we cause all these things. We destroying our own self.
Become, yes.
We doing all kind of stuff. And the ice melted now where it never melted before. Fires burning where they never burn. You see?
And the ice would melted. They're showing cities that are under the ice.
Mm-hmm.
Would have been there. What even the resident don't even know what is there. So people saying there was no great flood. Mm-hmm. Well, evidence is there to prove that there's a great flood.
Yeah.
Because these are cities covered with water in China and Japan. They're finding cities on the edge of Japan that... Mm-hmm. They didn't know it was there. So you were trying to tell me there was no great flood in the deserts in America. They find all kind of what has been dormant for many years. Richie had no salt water for thousands of years.
Mm-hmm.
But now they come, many archaeologists, when then they dig it up, guess what they find? Millions of shark teeth in the Grand Canyon and all these stuff. So you know what that means? One time ago, that was water.
Mm-hmm.
So... You can't say there's never no great flood because every country has a story about some catastrophic incident that happened. It might be a little similar differently, but I've seen it in the Indian, I've heard it in the Chinese, and I've heard it in the Russians, and all of them give similarities, so there had to be in a great flood.
Mm.
So before we get there, let's take this call. Okay, caller, we're going to allow you to give this call.
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, what's up, Scooch?
Everything all right?
Yeah. I'll see you on the road.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Well, you know, I get my respect for you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, you're doing awesome work down in that community, and I wanted to publicly endorse the work that you've been doing, not just I've doing, but been doing for years.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I only wish that more pastors would really catch on to the revelation, you know, that... we need to take Jesus off the cross now, and we got to be able to bear the cross, you know. Paul said this way, I became all things to all men, by all possible means, that I might save some.
Mm-hmm.
You've been doing awesome work. You know I told you it personally, but I wanted to publicly say that I appreciate the work that you've been doing, Don, and that grandstand area for years, man.
Carlos Reed. Yes, Mr. Reed.
Since you came into that area, and you, I call you Star Trek. You dare to go where no man has gone before. You know? Where you really became a part of the community, not just come in the community and have church and go. But you made it a point to be able to connect and create relationships in that area. And so just one, and we know about a number of other fellas them that you've been helping and doing certain things with. But my heart goes off to your Scrooge.
Yes, sir, Mr. Reed.
Pick up yourself, yeah?
Yes, sir. Thanks very much, Mr.
Reed. And before you go...
you too, Mr. Reed.
Yeah, before you go, Carlos, let me just say, you know... You were one of those who've been, as you would say, going after sharks for many, many years. And I think all of us learn from each other. I don't think people know, Carlos, how long we've been working together.
No.
But I always appreciate your work. People don't know, man, the great work and even the difficulty, Carlos, it take to do what we trying to do. This is real work.
Yeah.
You know, and I appreciate you greatly. And how you use, you know, we learned from you too, Carlos, how to use sports, you know, to which we're doing for a long time. But you take it to another level, and we we trying to do our best and are able to carry that on, you know. Yes, so thanks very much, bro.
Yeah, man, and anything I could do to assist, you know, I only a phone call away, bro.
Yeah, man, you know that. You know that. Thanks, bro.
Yeah, y'all keep on keeping on now.
All right, yes, Mr. Reed, Mr. Reed. Okay. Yes, Mr. Reed is just awesome. He has never stopped. Yeah. It's good to have encouragement like voices like that from myself, because he is an inspiration also. He is put a spotlight on telling the world and telling the government what you need to do in order to curb this problem, similar to what we are doing. And it's good that we are working in our small community where we can be able to cooperate together and understand that this is bigger than me and you. This is for the betterment of our community. Make sure that we don't see no one getting shoot down and killing the street unnecessary, knowing if we could have done this or do this better. So that's what we're trying to do, build a relationship to see how we can decrease that. You know, it's not going to be easy, you know, but we are getting close to achieving that. All we got to do is stay the course. And College, we talked about you being consistent. And like I said, so you have made a tremendously great difference with the leadership of the church and getting the church to go on the highways and byways. So let's go back to our topic. And I want to say a special thanks to Mr. College Reed and keep up the good work. And sir, you don't know what the future holds for you, Mr. Reed. It is already bright for you. It's going to even be brighter. Yes. So you talked about the fog that, about what's going on. So you're talking about people wanting to forget about God. That means man to man, woman to woman, robbing, stealing, anything that deals with God, you have taken away. And that leads to the destruction, right? And we call that the time of Noah. What is the time? That's the time of Noah. So see, it's close.
The reason that when the Bible refers to the time of Noah, what the Bible is referring to is a time when people just were having merry, just making merry. Life was a big party. Everything goes in the time of Noah, right?
Wickedness.
Every kind of wickedness going on in the time. Homosexuality, lesbianism, whatever sin you could think of, they created ways to sin in the time of Noah. In the time of Noah as well now, and here's what it is. It's that God had this man preaching in that time, Scourge.
What is
for 120, when I say this man, I mean Noah.
Oh, yes. 120 years.
And everybody just keep laughing at him. They go, this man crazy. And then at the same time, while he was preaching, he's building an ark. What's this that this man building? Because ain't nobody never know what a boat looked like. And so they try to figure out what this man is going out of his mind. It means that there was a time when people reject God. Right? And reject the people of God and what they're doing and think that people crazy who are following the Lord.
And God gave them wisdom to build the ark.
God's trying to get him to save them.
So you know what that means? You see that? He was building something in order to save them. But they were so foolish to reject God, they couldn't see.
They couldn't see it.
They couldn't see it. They couldn't see the guardian in that. They've corrupted, so they were blocked from the knowledge. Like you said, God will let you go if you don't want him. So he didn't give you the wisdom. Right. But he sent a preacher to you for 120 years, but you didn't listen to him.
Right.
So do you think we're in a time and all we're getting close to the time
this
of
Noah? This is it? You see, this is it, because what I'm saying, now, people always have to remember from the time people say, listen, man, from the time I was born, my parents were saying Jesus coming soon. Yeah? So you always hear that talk. So when is how soon is soon? Right?
Like a thief in the night. Yeah. That's what you need to find out. If you find out when a thief coming to your house, you tell me.
Yeah. Here's how God. The Bible says how God operates. For God, 1,000 years is like a day. All right? So when we think about how God sees time, you see?
It's
different from us, you know? When you think about 1,000 years, God sees it as a day. A day is as 1,000 years. 1,000 years is like one day to him, because that's how time moves with him. But what happened is, God is still faithful. God is still merciful. He is giving people another chance. Yeah. That's what the Noah thing is all about. God was merciful enough to give them all of that time to come in, and they yet rejected it. Bahamas, don't do that.
Wow. Wow. So that's the question I want to ask, and you answered for me. I come to my same conclusion. I feel we're in a time of Noah. Mm. So if we work on our country, even though you say he judge every country for its transition, right?
Transition.
And every individual for their decision they make. So you know what that means? That means even though God is coming, the earth still will be here, but we can still have a country that acknowledge God, and we don't end up in a time, even though we're in a time of Noah, God will take and protect us in a time of Noah.
You could be saved if you trust in it.
That's right. So I mean, he protect us.
Yes.
Even though it's a time of Noah.
Right.
If we go back to God.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to say, Pastor, it's wonderful having you in the studios. I'll be completely over the time. It's an hour and 30 minutes. I want to say thanks to Carlos Reed for calling in, because he is one of the guys who are leaders in the country when it comes to finding solutions for the at-risk kids in our country. You know, and he's always fighting. And Pastor Roll, I want to say thank you for me meeting you. And now to see that the community is in good hands. And to all the members of Southern Union Baptist Church, you all need to have a real, real positive day for Pastor Hugh Roll, because what he has done is remarkable on the highways and byways and continuing to develop the community. So you just be happy that you all have a great, great pastor, and Pastor Hugh Roll of Southern Union Baptist Church. Pastor, I want to say thank you on behalf of Garden Radio for coming out on your busy schedule to be on this wonderful Friday. I want to say thank you very much, sir.
Thanks again, Scorson. You all have a good night. God bless.
Thank you very much. See you next week on Inside the Inner City.
The lions sleeping, but they ain't for no reason, reason. Only God that I believe in, living. Watch them only pass for a season, season. God bless, I go weed them, weed them. I represent the ghetto people I from.
Nassau, Bahamas, bigger Dayton, bro. Boy, I from Dayton, bro.